You guys are listening to WSET Pittsburgh 88.3. This is Cognates with Night Goblin. And right now you guys are listening to a remix of Red Velvet's Bad Boy by Slom. Hope you guys enjoy. This is WICT Pittsburgh 88.3, and Night Goblin is signing off. Bye bye.
You guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Just now, the top of the hour here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. If it's a Friday night, welcome to midnight. If it's a Tuesday afternoon, welcome to the 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock drive. So if you're working, maybe it's your drive home and you're listening in your car, and I appreciate you tuning in. I am the Mockster. We do a program called Viva La Mock, and at this time, each and every week, I do a thing called The Mock, where I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play cover songs, tribute songs. Well, tonight's mocking is the band Poison. It originally aired here on WRCT back in July of 2009, July 24th, 2009 to be exact. In fact, let's check it out. Yeah. Where we take an artist, word, performer, theme, we take something and we mock it, and you're wondering, oh my God, you're going metal. Not even just metal, we're going Poison hair metal. For the next half hour or so, we are going to play some Poison covers, indeed, along with some other Poison-esque songs, celebrating Western PA's own Bret Michaels and company, with a slew of songs, starting things off on the mock tonight with something from Real Big Fish.
Keep things straight. nothing more to say.
Look at me so funny. Love by buddy, I know so strange. You got too many bees in your honey. Am I just another word on your page?
Every time I touch you, you get hot. You wanna make love, you never stop.
Come on, Freddy,
put me to the floor. What's been going on?
Get on, skinny bop. Just blows me away. Oh, skinny bop. Right.
What's wrong?
What's left?
What the hell is going on?
On skinny bop, just blows me away. On skinny bop, all night and day. On skinny bop, 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 she just loves to play. On skinny bop, nothing more to say. On skinny bop, just blows me away.
Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to hurt anybody. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to hurt anybody. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to hurt anybody.
I'm gonna kiss your face and run like thunder. I'm gonna grab your hair and pull you under. I don't know why. Sometimes I wonder. We'll be right back.
Must be the poison. Must be the poison. Must be the poison.
Poison! dirty to me. You know I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping the door home so I can hear you when you say those words to me, whisper so softly. To me. Shall we pick up that guitar and talk to me?
Just to hear you screaming my name. I wanna touch you, but you're under my skin. I wanna kiss you, but your lips are venomous poison. You're poison running through my veins. You're poison. I don't wanna break these chains. Poison.
Touch.
I wanna hold you, but my senses tell me to stop. I wanna kiss you, but I want it too much.
Too much.
I wanna taste you, but your lips are venomous poison. You're poison running through my veins. You're poison. And I don't wanna break these chains. Poison.
chains. I don't want to break these chains.
We both lie silent and still in the dead of the night. We lie close together, but we're miles apart inside. Said something I said or something I did. Did my words not come out right? I tried not to hurt you, and I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. And every night has its dawn. And every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. I heard our favorite song playing on the radio. DJ says love's a game of easy come and easy go. Well, I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? I know you'd be here now if I could let you know somehow. This every rose has its thorn. Saved our love that night if I'd only known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. I wonder if we found somebody new. I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside. To see you cuts me like a knife. I say, rose has its thorn. And every night has its dawn. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
That's Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys wrapping up a Poison Mock here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh with me, the Mockster. Yeah, every rose has its thorn. You know, there had to be a country version of that somewhere out in the world. You notice also, to get that half-hour mock in, I decided to have a little fun and alternated every other song between a Poison cover and a song called Poison. So before the Rex Hobart, Hazy Dixie doing their country fried version of Alice Cooper's Poison. Also played Jughead's Revenge, Jughead formerly of Screeching Weasel, doing his version of Talk Dirty to Me. Rancid from just actually a few years back doing Poison. Also had the Latex Generation from NYC doing their version of Fallen Angel. The Wonder Stuff from 1988's Eight-Legged Groove Machine, Poison. The New Morty Show and their lounged-up version of Unskinny Bop. Waco Brothers from the New Deal gave us, you're going to guess it, Poison. Start off the entire set with some real big fish. And that's a mock. That is a Poison mock for you.
As I mentioned, that mock originally aired here on WRCT on July 24th, 2009. Now let's shift to July 15th of 2011 for a set of music started off by Australia's own UMI.
Okay.
Think what I'm saying. Think what I'm saying. It's true. Yeah.
We'll be right back. heads I keep weaving. I don't know if I should be believing this empty perceiving. But if you don't mind, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. Let's see if you don't mind. Just lying in my bed, I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my head? It convinces me when everything I see just makes me feel you're pulling me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind.
Buzzcocks here on 88.3 FM because I don't mind. Before the Buzzcocks, how about some Mekons? One of my favorite Mekon songs, Where Were You? Boston, Massachusetts' own Moving Targets with Away From Me. And speaking of Boston, Mass, how about Buffalo Tom with Soda Jerk before that? And start off the entire set with the Australian group UMI and Berlin Chair. Hey, I'm the Mockster. It's Aviva Lamock. It is 2021, but I'm doing a flashback Friday and a turnback Tuesday and playing some old shows from July's of the past. Let's move back into this same era of July 15th, 2011 with some Miracle Legion.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realized it was still dark outside. There was a light coming down from the sky. Don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come in the night. Them saucer-shaped lights were people uptight. Blue-green footprints that glow in the night. Well, I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, I want you to be
won't you please take me along for a ride? Oh, won't you please take me along for a ride? Now, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Better drugs or sex? Isn't my haircut really? Yeah.
everything that comes out on 480. You like everything that comes out on SST. Like almost everything that comes out on Homestead. I like everything I get in the mail for free. How about that? Guys go out with new wave girls. Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls?
I'm living a charmed life. It came as a surprise to everyone but me. I had big plans for you and for me. I have a letter where she says it not once but twice. Guess I'm living a charmed life. Living a charmed life. I guess I'm leaving
a charmed life.
Jad Fair wrapping up a set of music that originally aired here on WRCT back on July 15th of 2011, just over 10 years ago, his song Charmed Life. Before that, from Columbus, Ohio, the Great Plains gave us a letter to a fanzine. Also some green on red in there with Gravity Talks, and you might have heard me start off that entire set with Miracle Legion doing their version of Mr. Spaceman. Hey, my name's Paul. I am the Moxter. Throughout the next week or so, I'm doing these Flashback Fridays, these Turnback Tuesdays. If you have a suggestion for a song for a future show, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening.
This journey from neoliberalism to neo-fascism is imminent in the situation of neoliberalism. If we are going to check the growth of neo-fascism, then we have to be prepared sooner or later to confront the hegemony of finance. Therefore, the struggle against finance is something which we have to be prepared to carry out. And I think it is that which is what underlies not only neoliberalism, but the turn that neoliberalism has taken towards neo-fascism in the more recent period.
That's Prabhat Patnaik, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Prabhat Patnaik, From Neoliberalism to Neo-Fascism. Neo is a Greek prefix meaning new. Fascism of the classic variety is associated with Germany, Italy, and Japan. It ends at the conclusion of World War II. But in recent years, there's been a development of a different variety, which is called neo-fascism. From Modi's India to Erdogan's Turkey, neo-fascist autocratic regimes have taken hold. There's a direct connection from the failed economic policies of what is called neoliberalism to neo-fascism. Neoliberalism was given a huge boost in the 1980s by Reagan and Thatcher. Its characteristics are deregulation, cutting government spending, shredding the social safety net, privatization, and tax cuts for the rich. The result? Widespread immiseration and discontent. In its wake, demagogues exploiting the situation have come to power by scapegoating and instigating violence against minorities, coupled with loud calls for getting our country back and lots of flag waving. Our guest today is Prabhat Patnaik. He's an internationally renowned economist and professor emeritus at the Center for Economic Studies and Planning at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi. He's the author of many books, including Monopoly Capitalism, and with his wife, Utsa Patnaik, of Capital and Imperialism. He spoke in New Delhi on January 24th. And now, Prabhat Patnaik.
The topic I chose to speak on is from neoliberalism to neo-fascism. That's because of the connection between neoliberalism and neo-fascism, which is not much discussed. We think of neo-fascism, which currently is a tendency that is sweeping the world. We think of it as entirely a political phenomenon, but on the other hand, it has very deep political economy roots. And I think I would like to talk a little bit about the political economy roots. Neo-fascism, as you know, is very strong currently, whether it is Poland, whether it's Hungary, whether it's India, whether it is the United States, whether it's Britain, France, Germany, everywhere there is really a fairly strong neo-fascist upsurge. In some places, it is in power, but even when it's not in power, it is really a major political tendency. Now, the point is, I want to argue that this political tendency is something which has arisen as a sequel to the neoliberal process of development, neoliberal strategy of development, which has been again.